Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Jack Rothrock. Batting second. The shortstop, Buddy Meyer. Batting third. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Wally Shaner. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Cleo Carlisle. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Billy Rogel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Fred Hoffman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Slim Harris. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Slim Harris. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The second baseman, Freddie Spurgeon. Batting third. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Rube Lutzk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dutch Lovson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dutch Lovson. And now, play ball. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock takes first base on ball four. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Summa. Meyer reaches second base with a double. Rothrock moves to third. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead takes first base on ball four. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rothrock scores. Meyer scores. Flagstead moves to third. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Willis Hudlin now pitching. Wally Shaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaner hits a line drive off the glove of Hudlin. The ball bounces into foul territory, and onto the outfield grass. Shaner reaches second base with a double. Flagstead scores. Reagan moves to third. It's 3-0, Red Sox. George Grant now pitching. Cleo Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle hits a fly ball towards center field. Jacobson makes the catch and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Jacobson. Reagan tags and scores. Shaner scores. One out. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rogel for the out. Two outs. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Slim Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Rothrock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Meyer bunts towards third. Lutzk fields it and throws to first for the out. Rothrock moves to second. One out. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Flagstad hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Reagan hits a pop-up towards third. Lutzk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns strikes out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt takes first base on ball 4. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Myatt moves to second. Rube Lutzk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutzk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wally Shaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Shaner hits a line drive towards short. Sewell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cleo Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Carlisle hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Summa. Carlisle reaches second base with a double. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rogel for the out. Carlisle moves to third. Two outs. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hoffman hits a line drive towards short. Sewell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rogel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Jameson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Shaner. Jameson reaches second base with a double. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0-for-1 in the game. Spurgeon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jameson moves to third. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-1 in the game. Summa hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Carlisle. Summa reaches second base with a double. Jameson scores. Spurgeon moves to third. It's 5-1, Red Sox. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hoffman can't make a play. That's a base hit. Spurgeon scores. Sumner moves to third. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sumner scores. Burns moves to second. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burns. The throw from Hoffman and he is safe. Burns steals third. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Myatt hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hoffman fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hoffman. Burns scores. Sewell moves to third. Myatt moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Baby doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jacobson hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sewell tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 5, Indians, 5. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 0-for-1 in the game. Lutsk takes first base on ball 4. George Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0-for-1 in the game. Grant strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Slim Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutsk fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Meyer hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris can't make a play. That's a base hit. Homer Sumner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Spurgeon. The throw from Hoffman and he is out, Meyer applying the tag. Two outs. Homer Sumner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sumner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sumner hits a fly ball into left field. Shaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Flagstad hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Reagan takes first base on ball 4. Wally Shaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Shaner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Cleo Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Shaner. The throw from Myatt and he is safe. Shaner steals second. Cleo Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Carlisle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shaner scores. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogel takes first base on ball 4. Carlisle moves to second. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hoffman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a pop-up towards short. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rothrock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Myatt hits a fly ball into left field. Shaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Slim Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. Harris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rothrock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harris moves to second. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Meyer hits a line drive into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Flagstad hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutsk fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rogel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lutsk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Grover Hartley now catching. George Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0-for-2 in the game. Grant strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wally Shaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Shaner strikes out. One out. Cleo Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Carlisle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Reagan moves to second. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Jamison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Spurgeon bunts towards first. Rothrock scoops it up and throws to first, with Reagan covering, for the out. Jamison moves to second. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Summa hits a fly ball into right field. Carlisle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris spins, and has Jamison trapped. He throws to Rogel, who tags Jamison for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Grover Hartley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Slim Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Rothrock hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Jacobson. Rothrock reaches second base with a double. Harris moves to third. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Flagstad hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Reagan hits a line drive into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Carlisle. Burns reaches second base with a double. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Burns tags and moves to third. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Baby doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rogel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wally Shaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Shaner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cleo Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Carlisle hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Rogel strikes out. Two outs. Grover Hartley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hartley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. George Uhel pinch hits for Rube Lutsk. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a pop-up towards third. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell pinch hits for George Grant. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Jameson hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.